Dr. Isamotu said the review of the lockdown in the affected four local government areas became imperative in the wake of community spread of the virus in the state traced to the affected areas.
So I would advise that they comply totally. There's not halfway. Total, strictly adherence to these rules and regulations that guide the enforcement of COVID-19.
Dr. Isamotu noted that the first 7 days of the total lockdown was not definite, noting that level of compliance would determine whether it would be extended or not. In an interview, the immediate past Minister of Health, Professor Isaac Adewole, advised the residents to stay safe, practice hand hygiene and social distancing, stressing that COVID relied on humans to transmit.
Let us avoid visiting people, and let us also avoid receiving visitors, except it is absolutely necessary.
In his contribution, Senator Francis Fadaunsi, representing Osun East in the Senate, posited that containing community transmission of COVID-19 went beyond imposing lockdown, calling on government to establish more test centers and intensify the contact tracing effort to stop the pandemic.
So the government will spend a lot on infrastructure facilities of all the health facilities in Osun, rather than knocking people down.
Some residents, including Mr. Kayo Debalogun and Mr. Fembi Fagbuesa, told Radio Nigeria that if the influx of scavengers to gold-rich communities and maniac working with the company handling Ilesha Water Project was responsible for the surge of COVID cases in the Axis, saying that it is quite unfortunate that the people of Ijeshaland are the ones bearing the brunt. The respondent will urge the state government to test all the Chinese miners, their staff, and the maniac who live in congested red tide apartments to achieve the goal of ridding Ijesha of COVID-19, appealed for palliatives from government and non-governmental organizations. In Ilesha, Isaac Hastrop, Radio Nigeria.